What Dave Ramsey Gets Wrong About Cash Value Life Insurance by Ryan Richardson, Lightstrats. By term, and invest the rest only works if every dollar goes somewhere productive. Dead dollars sitting in a bank account earning 0.5% are not invested. Dave Ramsey says to buy term and invest the rest. That's not bad advice. The problem is what actually happens to the rest for most people. It sits in a checking account earning 0.5% while they wait for the right moment to invest. Dave Ramsey Cash Value Life Insurance debates miss the real question. Where do your dollars live between paychecks and investments? BankLight answers that question. Dave's advice was built for the average American drowning in debt with no discipline around money. For that person, keep it simple. But if you already invest, already have cash flow, and want every dollar working harder, the invest the rest model has a gap. That gap is the bank account. The buy term model has a real flaw. When Dave says invest the rest, he pictures money going directly into index funds or a 401k. Most people don't work that way. Cash piles up between income and investment. Business owners hold operating reserves. Real estate investors sit on down payment funds. Traders park capital between positions. All of that capital is sitting somewhere. The question is whether it's earning while it waits. That statistic is why critics like Dave have ammunition. Bad agents sell cash value life insurance structured backward, max death benefit instead of minimum, which bleeds fees and kills cash value growth. That's a real problem. It has nothing to do with whether the product itself is flawed. Dave's answer is to avoid the whole category. Our answer is to fix the structure and use it right. Dead dollars are the actual enemy. Here's what most people miss in this debate. Dave Ramsey's target audience has a spending problem. Ryan's audience has a deployment problem. Those are two completely different situations with two completely different solutions. A business owner with $200,000 in a savings account isn't struggling. But that $200,000 is dying at 0.5% while inflation runs above 3%. Those are dead dollars. They're not invested. They're not productive. They're just sitting there waiting for permission to do something. BankLight changes the math. You fund the policy, the cash value starts earning in a crediting strategy, historically ranging 6 to 8% with a zero floor on downside. Then you borrow against that cash value to fund the actual investment, the real estate deal, the index fund purchase, whatever the target is. That's what Dave's model can't do. In by term and invest the rest, the dollar goes to one place. In BankLight, the dollar does two jobs. That's double dipping, and index funds by themselves cannot replicate it. IUL versus 401k, Roth IRA, and index funds, the real comparison. People frame this as IUL versus other accounts. That framing is wrong. BankLight is an and not or strategy, not a replacement. The 401k has a contribution limit, a tax bill waiting at withdrawal, and zero liquidity without a penalty before age 59 and a half. The Roth IRA has income limits and contribution caps. Index funds are taxable on gains and completely illiquid while the money is deployed. BankLight doesn't compete with those vehicles. It's where your capital lives before it goes into those vehicles. $1 goes into BankLight. You borrow against it to fund your Roth contribution or index fund purchase or real estate down payment. That dollar is still earning inside the policy while it's also working in the investment. No single vehicle strategy can match that level of capital efficiency. If you want a straight comparison between IUL and whole life, including why we don't use whole life for this strategy, there's a full breakdown at IUL versus whole life. Receipts, the numbers behind the strategy. The objection handling knowledge base has a specific comparison built from real illustrations. A properly structured IUL using minimum death benefit versus one built with target premium. The gap over 30 years runs roughly $400,000 in cash value, and the income difference is stark, somewhere around $100,000 in annual distributions versus $61,000. That's not a product problem. That's a structure problem. A bad agent creates that problem when they're optimizing for their commission instead of your outcome. The checklist for avoiding that problem is short. The policy must be max funded with minimum death benefit. The agent must use a carrier with documented rate integrity over time, not just a flashy cap rate today. You need to understand the illustrated rate. The regulatory ceiling for illustrations is not a guarantee. Realistic crediting history ranges 6 to 8%. If the agent isn't showing you the minimum death benefit option first, walk away. Frequently asked questions. Does Dave Ramsey's buy-term invest the rest actually work? It works for people who consistently invest the difference. For most people, the rest gets spent or sits in a low-yield account. The strategy has merit for debt-ridden households building discipline, but for investors and business owners with cash flow, it leaves capital efficiency on the table. Is IUL better than a 401k or Roth IRA? It depends on what you're trying to do. IUL isn't a replacement for either. It's a place for capital to live and earn before it goes into those vehicles. Tax-free income from a properly structured IUL can outperform a taxable 401k distribution even at a lower account balance, because the tax drag on 401k withdrawals is real. Why do so many people say IUL is a scam? Because at least 95% of IULs in the market are not structured correctly. Agents often build policies with excessive death benefit to earn higher commissions. That structure kills cash value growth. The product isn't the scam. The structure and the agent behind it are the problem. What is buy-term invest the rest, and why does Ryan disagree? Ryan doesn't fully disagree. He disagrees with where the rest usually ends up, a bank account earning almost nothing. BankLite is the vehicle where those dollars live and earn while waiting to invest. The term policy still makes sense for pure death benefit coverage. The cash value policy handles the capital efficiency side. Can I use BankLite and still invest in index funds or real estate? Yes, and that's the whole point. BankLite is not a replacement for those investments. You fund the policy, borrow against the cash value to deploy into your index fund or real estate deal, and the original dollars keep compounding inside the policy. $1, two jobs. If you want to run your actual numbers through this strategy and see what it looks like for your situation, book a strategy call with the LightStrats team. This has been a LightStrats article, narrated. To talk through how any of this applies to your own money, book a strategy call at LightStrats.com.